First Palm Media. You are listening to Mushing on First Palm Media. Visit our website at mushing.com.
Hello and welcome to Mushing. This is Robert, and we are back for part three of our Iditarod restart interviews with Michelle. Here we go.
How's it going, Will?
It's going well. How are you doing, Michelle?
I'm good. This is Will Rhodes, and Will was just doing his vet check as I walked up, and they're all finished now. Everybody took their little bathroom test, and they're all going to do just fine. That's always a nervous time, isn't it? The dogs seem a little bit off when they've got those baggies wrapped around them and things like that. Thank goodness they don't do that to us, Will.
Well, I guess not until White Mountain.
That's right. What are you most looking forward to today?
Getting on the trail is absolutely what I'm most looking forward to. The nerves kind of dissipate once, you know, you're behind your dog team and you're on the task at hand. So, you know, leading up to it, you just have a lot of time to think and, you know, go over details over and over again. And that all ends once you hit the trail. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, listeners out there might not know this, but our personal kennel, we've got quite a few of your guys' dogs, and they spent the last 6 weeks teaching students from UAA and APU all about the sport of dog mushing, and we want to say thank you for that opportunity. Your dogs are awesome, and we really have a great time with them. I want to let everybody know out there, though, your dogs are very friendly, and see, they have so much personality. Who is your favorite dog on your team?
Well, that's an impossible question. I have many dogs that are favorites. It's easy to, I guess, my older veteran dogs. So I have two eight-year-olds, a seven-year-old, two seven-year-olds, a six-year-old. The ones that have been with me and around and, you know, around the state racing are, you know, my favorites. I've spent so much time with them, and I've raised all of them up from puppies through adulthood. But, you know, if I have to give you some names, Apollo and Monarch, Lusa, Luke, and Skipper, Pilot, some of my favorite dogs.
It's a
hard question for a dog musher.
I do it on purpose. I do this on purpose. It's a hard question, but honestly, all of the dogs are our favorite dogs, right? And I'm looking more for which one kind of do you feel like you have a good bond with, like your heart dog, right?
Right.
And so all of us have that.
I'd say Lusa probably is very dear to my heart. Little female that's, you know, a solid leader, has finished in races in lead for me over and over again, and never quits. And, you know, we have a pretty intense bond. So Lusa is probably, we could call her my favorite for the purposes of this interview.
Your heart dog, right?
There you go.
Yeah, you're going to have such a great time. Last question I have for you is, which checkpoint are you looking forward to getting to?
Is Nome a checkpoint? No, that's the finish. How about safety? I'd like to be in safety. I'm really looking forward to Unicolate, too. I think the running down the coast is going to be quite interesting. Look forward to getting to the coast. Quite challenging from there on in, and you know, you're two-thirds the way, you know, done with the race. So Unalakleet's a big milestone location, I think, to reach. So I'm looking forward to that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Will, thank you so much for the time.
You bet.
I think you're going to have a great race, and I wish you luck.
Thank you so much, Michelle.
Good morning, Jason. How are you doing today?
I'm good. It's race day.
It's race day.
All year prepping, now it's here. So if I'm not ready or if I don't have what I need, well, it's too late.
That's right. And I know that you've done a lot of preparation in the last few years. What do you think is going to make this team one of the best teams you've ever put together?
you know, honestly, you know, you hear everybody say, oh, it's the best team I ever drove, it's the best team I ever had, blah. This truly is the best team I've ever had. The next closest to this team was my 2017 team, and that was combined my half of mine, half of Lance's. And that's kind of what this is as well, with a few from Wade Mars, a few from Eddie that belong to Wade. So dogs that have been there. So this year actually is truly a veteran team. So that being said, I'd probably do what I want with them.
That's right. And I want to say probably the least amount of pressure.
Yeah.
For you personally.
The only pressure that's on me is the pressure I put on myself. And, you know, the leading up to this, all you know what it's like trying to get ready for a race. You've been there. So it's, I just got to hit the trail, you know.
Yeah.
But the pressure that from last year to this year is just not even there. So, yeah.
You know, and I think that that's going to put you in a completely different way out there on the trail without all of that other darkness.
Yep.
If I can be so bold. And I'm excited for you for that because the sun is rising for you.
Yeah.
And this team.
Oh, I hope so.
And I think that you're going to do fantastic. I got to know what your favorite checkpoint is.
Probably Shaq Tulik. Honestly, you know, I've been held up in Shaq Tulik a few years. And the people in Shaq Tulik are just excellent. The volunteers, the people running the checkpoint. But, I mean, most people say, Shaq Tulik, why Shaq Tulik? So when you spend the time that I have spent there and get to know the people that, there's a little gal that comes around every year. I can't even remember her name, but she's so nice to all of us. She brings wristers to us. She builds them out of her own socks. I mean, it's just a, you know, it's people
touch.
Like that. It's just the touching moments like that that people don't get to see. So, yeah, I like Shaq Tulik.
Yeah. Awesome.
I wish I'd go that far to 24, but it'd be a long way. You'd have to have a fast team.
Yeah, you would. You would.
So that, you know, that's another thing. I'd never have been in a building at Takotna. So I'm set up to go to Takotna for my 24, as well as other places, but see what happens. Maybe that'll be my next favorite checkpoint.
That's right.
Because I've never, like I said, never been in a building there. Never ate the pie at Takotna, so.
You gotta have one.
Yeah.
You look like you could use one.
Yeah, I know.
A little skinny there.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time. You're going to have an awesome, awesome opportunity this year.
Yeah.
And I just think that the trail is a brand new thing for you.
Yeah,
this time.
Well,
okay?
Appreciate it. Thank you
so much. Good morning. I'm Michelle with Mushing Magazine. Who are you?
I'm Connor McMahon from Yukon, Canada.
Hi, Connor. Is this your first Iditarod?
Yeah, this is my rookie year.
All right. And what are you most excited about the race?
Just to be on that trail, right? It's a pretty historic trail. A lot of legends have been down it before. So to get out there and, you know, share the trail. There are a bunch of legends here, too. So.
Yeah, and it sounds like we got a little bit of a trail report from a handler that came over. And she said that there's possibility of a moose out there in Squintna. I'm pretty sure it'll be along on its way by the time you guys get there. Are you concerned about any of those kind of obstacles out there on the trail?
No, not more than I ever am, right? 1,000 possibilities of what we could run into out of there, and I don't think about it much until the time comes where I need to think about it. So, yeah.
Yeah, excellent. And what is your favorite checkpoint, or what checkpoint do you think that you want to get to?
I'm pretty excited to see the coast and stuff like that, yeah. So.
Excellent. And what is one of the things that you must have in your bag?
Leatherman.
Leatherman. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I do appreciate you taking the time, and I wish you luck on this year's race. You're going to do great.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Who am I speaking with right now?
Oh, this is bib number 11, Josh Robbins from Willow, and we are Team Outreach 22.
That's right. You are Team Outreach 22. Now, Joshua, you might not know this, but Robert Forto and I have been doing a podcast called Mushing for about a decade, a little bit longer than that. And every year we cover Iditarod pretty much live, okay?
Very cool.
And I choose a musher profile. You were my musher profile last night.
That is incredible. Thank you. What What makes you choose us over the rest of the field? Is it a random pick, or is it like decided by you and your husband? How does that go?
It's pretty random, and we have a different musher every night. We try our best not to focus on the lead of the pack.
Oh, well, I'm glad you picked me. I'm hoping you're not rooting for a win out of us. But, you know, our goal is really to ultimately to finish in a safe form and just to make it to the end.
No, but you want to know what? I found your platform very interesting, okay? Oh. I'm a service dog trainer, and I train a lot of service dogs for veterans right here in Alaska. And so when I looked up your profile and I clicked on your website where I really found out about you, and I saw that beautiful website about Outreach 22 and what it's all about, I really wanted to give you an opportunity today to kind of promo that, because on this 90-second interview, it's clumped in with everybody else's that I interviewed today, but our listeners are listening from around the world. I think it's going to give you an opportunity to really get the news out about Outreach 22, which is a brand new nonprofit for you.
Very, very cool. Yes, we're a brand new nonprofit. We just were brought in. We were actually, I guess, Veterans Day. We got the letter from the IRS, and it was incredible. And thank you again for allowing us to speak on what we do out at Outreach 22. And so we're a homestead, currently off-grid. We have 4 reindeer. We have a little baby steer. And we're trying to create a therapeutic a place where people can come out and decompress and just feel like themselves with no pressure. And it's a place where people can open up and either shed tears or just laugh and joke or just pick our brains about dogs. And in the winter, we will be going back after Iditarod back to doing dog tours on site. And what we want to do is to get people around the dogs and to basically show what sled dogs can do for therapeutic reasons. I mean, they're incredible. I served, I went to treatment, and I personally have received a ton of gifts from the dog team, and I love being able to share them with everybody. I mean, and that includes like family, kids. It doesn't have to be exactly a veteran. It could have just been someone who served as well. So we would love to get people, in a nutshell, I guess, just trying new things. And I mean, we've had veterans come out that were 70 years old and served in Vietnam, and they were howling up with the dogs, and you know, they longtime Alaskans, and just simply said, hey, this is something of mine that I've always wanted to do. And you know, we were the platform that, you know, I guess I basically provided the service, and it felt really, really awesome to see the glow on that guy's face.
Absolutely. Now I'm gonna give you a term that sounded exactly like experiential healing. And so you're giving people an experience and a path forward so that they can learn to heal. And I would love to connect with you after you are all done. We're neighbors in Willow.
We
live right by the solar farm, so all we're right. Not that far, so please look us up. And I want to know what checkpoint you're looking forward to.
Ooh, good question. Takotna, I heard they have pies there, so I'm kind of food driven. You know, we don't really eat the best, but our dogs eat like champs. So maybe just Takotna, just to kind of decompress and take a breather. You know, but ultimately, I look forward to all of them, and maybe even just, you know, catching some of them during the daylight when you get to really see what you're looking at versus like a blur or a snowstorm or whatever the condition may be. But I look forward to all of them. It's going to be awesome. I mean, it's exciting stuff. I'm going to introduce you real quick. We'll go past our little time limit, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Brenda, this is Michelle Forto.
Hi, Brenda.
She does
nice to meet you.
Mushing Magazine. And
Mushing
Podcast. Mushing Magazine. It's all one thing now. We bought Mushing Magazine this year in December, and it's a magazine that's been around since 1988. So us all that are a little bit older, we'll recognize that that's a long time.
Yeah.
But I was speaking with your partner about service dogs that I train and how awesome it is that you guys are doing this Outreach 22. And so what got you guys into that?
Into the love of the dogs, really, the love of the dogs, seeing them work towards a goal together, just a team, the unity of it, and then bringing the therapeutic aspect to others. I know for Joshua especially, it's like I said, the word therapeutic, and he wants to share that with other folks. So it's really rewarding when people come to the homestead and they come and they're a little bit more guarded, shy, we'll say. But by the time they get off that sled and after they meet all the dogs, they let their guard down and they're hooting and hollering, they're happy, and then they start kind of bringing their walls down. You know, and, you know, revealing stuff about the military to Josh, this and that, and they were able to just connect and bond over their military experiences. So it's really rewarding, actually, just to
observe. Some incredible people come out and visit. I mean, from just whole groups to guys just sitting in a chair hanging out with the dogs, like, without actually saying a word, but just feeling the love of the dogs.
There.
Yeah,
right.
That's what you see, like, hey, I don't really need to talk. This is it. I'm sitting here in a chair in the dog yard, and I'm like, that's incredible. It's the dogs do the work, essentially, for us.
Yeah, and then we sometimes will have individual folks come out. We'll have couples. We'll have families. But it's rewarding to hear when they say, my family needed this, is what some families would say. My family needed this. And they, you know, they'll end up leaving the property just all smiles and in good spirits, and you could just tell it was a really good day. And that's
course,
what it's all about.
You make friends, too, from across the country. Like, we have people that keep in touch with us, and they have since actually, you know, maybe they might be tied in with a school, a local community, a church group. I mean, we're now sending out packages to kids in the lower 48 and answering their questions about dogs and trails and what got us into this and who's your favorite dog and, you know, how do you go through the dark and, you know, what's scary or, you know, like just all the random stuff. And ultimately it really ties everybody closer, and it's an awesome experience.
So the website is outreach22.com, and we hope that our listeners go check that out. That's why I asked you guys some extra questions, and I think what you're doing is awesome. You're going to have a great race. Enjoy it. Have a great time, and we will see you down in Yetna. We're
going
to go
much.
Down to Yetna.
All right.
Thank you.
Cool.
So, guys, there you have it. Michelle interviewed Will Rhodes, Jason Mackey, Connor McMahon, and Josh Robbins. Hey, guys, be sure to hit that follow or subscribe button wherever you get your podcast and tell your family members and friends about our show, and hopefully they will take a listen, too. We will be back for part 4 of our Iditarod Restart interviews. Stay tuned.
Are you a fan of the great outdoors? Do you enjoy the thrill of speed and adventure? Then listen up. Introducing Mushing, your ultimate guide to the exciting world of dog-powered sports and mushing. Whether you're a seasoned musher or just starting out, Mushing has got you covered. Get ready to immerse yourself in captivating stories of incredible sled dog races, expert training tips from seasoned professionals, and gear reviews to help you make the right choices for your team. From the breathtaking landscapes of Alaska to the snowy trails of Scandinavia, Mushing takes you on a thrilling journey through the world of dog-powered sports. Don't miss out on the latest issue, packed with exclusive interviews with top mushers, in-depth articles on sled dog nutrition, and stunning photography that will transport you to the heart of the action. So whether you're dreaming of competing in the Iditarod or simply want to learn more about this incredible sport, Mushing is your go-to resource. Subscribe now and get ready to unleash your passion for mushing. Visit our website at mushing.com or find us on your favorite podcast platform. Mushing, where the spirit of adventure meets the power of the pack.